This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon, live at the Badlands Restaurant and Bar in Minot, North Dakota today. Wind's whipping, but I tell you, I'm right by the fireplace. This place is beautiful. I feel like I'm in the Badlands National Park is what I feel like I'm at. And there's even a couple of buffalo roaming here. So this is definitely the Badlands. And the salad bar right now is being created. It looks like a masterpiece. So I'm going to have a tough time deciding what's for lunch today. But I'd encourage you to come on by and say here, hi, I'll be here till 1 o'clock today. And I'm going to just sit down and have lunch with some folks. So make sure you come up and say hi. I got a gray sport coat and a black sweater on, and I'll try and slap a name tag on. But if you come here and say hi, maybe I'll buy you some apps or something, right? I'll buy your first beverage. Or if you want a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt, just tell me that. I'll get your address and we'll send you a Let's Go Brandon shirt, which you can find at NodakTees.com. Brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile today, now than more than ever. In these crazy times we live, it is so important to support companies and organizations that share our values. And I'm telling you, conservative people, God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-revering people, you know what you do? You're penny-wise and a pound smart. And you spend your money wisely. But many of us kind of go towards convenience, right? Well, your money is your power. Think about that. Support companies and organizations that share your values. Why wouldn't you? Why would you pay somebody money that hates you and hates what you stand for? And Patriot Mobile not only shares what we believe, they do something about it. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every single dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Like what, Scott? Religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. In fact, they have discounts for veterans and first responders, as well as for multi-line accounts. So switch to Patriot Mobile. By the way, their service is the same towers as all the major carriers. So broad nationwide coverage, U.S.-based customer service. 972-PATRIOT is the day, today the day you say, all right, I'm done. I could give money to Verizon, they hate me. AT&T, they hate me. Come here and try and change our values. PatriotMobile.com online, /flag family. Or 972-PATRIOT. Okay, Rick Becker is going to join us in a moment from the state representative. He is a state representative from Bismarck. We'll talk with Rick about the recently completed legislative session, a little bit about an issue we really didn't expect to come up, but did, the vax passport from the state health department. Got to find out about that. Before we do that, Mark and Bismarck's been waiting to weigh in here. Let me get Mark and Bismarck and Ed Mandan in here. Mark, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just was wondering, you know, this vaccine mandate, a couple of issues. One, they're showing you get the vaccination, it's only good for 9 months or so. We hear a whole bunch about these lawsuits for businesses over 100 people, but is any of our congressmen or anybody doing anything about the mandate for federal employees? The only thing I can find is that there was a handful of federal employees in Texas who filed a class action suit because they already have the antibodies and don't think they should get it. Other than that, I can't find anywhere where somebody's fighting for the actual federal employees from this mandate.
Well, North Dakota did. We'll talk to Rick Becker about what's in the bill, but there's all kinds of exemptions, which is odd. So I believe there's tenets of that one there. And also Congress right now is two votes away in the Senate from a privilege vote to stop it. It's clunkier to get there, but it would say, Biden, you can't do this. And that would be on any vaccine mandate, not 100 employees or the OSHA rule, either one. But I think that's the next tranche that's going to come. Good question for Wayne Stengem, who we did talk to last week and is working on this front. Try and get an answer on more detail on that, Mark, but I think there's a number of different efforts, probably not as high profile as the other cases, but there's multiple cases in multiple districts. Sadly, we learned that the court that is most favorable to us on this front would be the Eighth Circuit Court, and North Dakota's in the Eighth Circuit, so these two businesses that filed in the Eighth Circuit did so because it would make the most sense to go to that court. Well, now, because there's a number of cases, they're going to consolidate the cases, and they're going to do a lottery on who gets them. So pray for eight on that front, for sure. But let me do some digging on that and get you a better answer tomorrow. Ed Mandan, quickly, what's on your mind?
Yes, I got tired of listening to Newsmax that time, what they did with Mike Lindell when they didn't even let him finish his interview. That really turned me off. Anyway, I've been listening to OAN News, One American News, and they give facts all around the world what's going on. And I never hear nobody talking about that. Yeah, it's really interesting, and they don't give their opinion. They give facts there, and I think that's really good.
Novel concept in journalism. And you know, if I have any mission, it is to make sure news is news again. That news is actually driven by journalism again. It doesn't exist in North Dakota. And, you know, there's news organizations tell you, oh, no, we do this. No, you hire 20-somethings who are more liberal than not. You have cranky news directors who are more liberal than not. And it shapes everything. Don't tell me that's news. It is not. Right. It's not just the facts, man. And the greatest example is on COVID. These 20-year-olds, they're the only ones at the state capitol with masks on. You know, they're woke. They're scared of their own shadow. You tell me they're reporting fairly? I agree with you. By the way, I like OAN as well. You can get it free on your Roku as well. I still think Newsmax is within inches of beating CNN right now and has the best chance to overtake Fox. One question I'd tell you is that Mike Lindell, I did the same thing you did. I came out of my skin when they did what they did to Mike and shut him down. I forget the guy that did it. It was a day host. Anyway, Mike tells me that they had asked him specifically on the lawsuit to not say a couple of things because they were in a lawsuit related to which one was it? It was Dominion, I think. And Mike says he didn't get it from his staff, so he didn't know, and he said it, and therefore there were rules that he didn't know about. So Mike Lindell does not hold them accountable on that. So there's plenty of reasons to be concerned about the direction of every media organization and to watch for this stuff. That would be one of them with them, I just say. Let's get Rick Becker in here. We have him to the bottom of the hour to talk about what happened in the recently completed legislative session. Rick, first of all, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
A number of people in the Capitol said to me, you got to have Rick Becker on. He really did an incredible thing by exposing that vax mandate and the fact that they were combined. The federal pushback against the feds related to the vaccine mandate, coupled with saying no Department of Health, no, you can't do a vaccine passport. The two together made it, you know, bulletproof, and it was veto-proof for margins, and then the governor really had no choice but to sign it, and he did. So that's why you're here. I mean, a lot of folks said you should have Ricker. Tell me what you did. What unfolded last week?
Well, the bill we had in, so there were two bills, as you know. Bob Paulson's bill 1510, which mirrored essentially Montana's law, and then one put on, by Representative Weiss, which wasn't a full-out prohibition of mandates, but it gave a lot of exemptions and so forth. You know, before the session, it was sort of, I felt, already more or less predetermined that Representative Weiss's bill was going to be the one that was allowed to go through. In that bill, in Robin's bill, there is where it says that no government agency, entity, or political subdivision may require documentation, whether physical or electronic, for the purpose of yada, 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 right? So in my mind, I think maybe in a lot of people's minds, that took care of passports. But then with a complete lack of an understanding of political optics, or being tone deaf, you might say, the Department of Health put out a request for proposal or an RFP to businesses looking to partner with them to set up a whole QR code system for vaccine passports, which they use the term immunization certificate. And that came out on, I forget if that was, at least I was alerted to it, I think on Tuesday afternoon and by by supporters, by grassroots constituents. And so it's thanks to them for alerting me to this. So when I saw that, I was like, holy crap, we're only worried about that they can't require it, but they are still going to create it and use it. And then you have the whole foundation for a slippery slope. I mean, it's going to be used everywhere. So Wednesday morning, I quickly had Legislative Council draft an amendment to Representative Weiss's bill that said that they cannot create or procure or administer this QR code type of situation. And fortunately, it just timing was great. They got the amendment done 15 minutes before I had to present any amendment to the committee. So we presented it. They accepted it on Thursday, voted on it on Thursday, and that was a done deal. So that was really nice the way things happened. But again, Scott, it would not have happened if it weren't for the grassroots contacting legislators.
And grassroots, it just means the people, the foundation, the bedrock, citizens at the bottom saying, no, you guys work for us. He's exactly right. And by the way, that passed the House and the Senate on Friday. The governor signed it late Friday night. That's pretty amazing. More after this with Rick.
He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives the guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at High Plains Apache.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Badlands Bar and Grill. Great restaurant, folks. Unbelievable. I'm right by the fireplace now. Salad bar's going out. They open at 11. I'll be here till 1 today. Come on by and say howdy. Brought to you on What's On Your Mind by our friends with Advanced Business Methods. They sell printers. But you know what a printer is today? It's sort of like a, you know,
the phone is like the party line on the wall at home compared to what a phone is today. Same thing on printers. They're high-end computers. And it's really important you keep them secure, but also get quality output and reliability. And my friends at Advanced Business Methods about to serve their 50th anniversary up. 50 years of serving the business community, so they're great. ABMNow.com, ABMNow.com. 21 past the hour. Rick Becker's with us. Calls, questions, welcome here. Doug and Medora, I'm going to get you up first up with Rick, and then we're going to talk more about the work last week in the legislature related to the state health department wanting to create a vax passport and how that was stopped by the legislature, as well as talk a little bit about the 1511, the House bill we talked a lot about, which brought, you know, 2,000 people to the state capitol a week ago Monday, and a lot of concern for the overreach of the federal government right now coming from the people, which is great. Doug in Medora for Rick Becker. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, there's a lot of us out here in western North Dakota that work for companies with more than 100 employees. Does this House bill give us protection against the OSHA mandate? I haven't been able to get a straight answer one way or another.
Well, it does, in the sense that the OSHA mandate is not in effect right now because of the lawsuit, and there's been a stay on it, which has been affirmed by the appeals court. So the OSHA mandate's not in effect, and therefore the bill is passed does apply to employers with 100 or more employees. It's important to know that, well, first off, I can tell you that the lawsuit will be successful. The OSHA executive order will not go through. I would bet a hell of a lot of money on that. But I want people to know, just in case it actually would go through, people need to know that the OSHA executive order does allow you to have testing instead of being vaccinated. And for a lot of people, that's still not great. But, I mean, it's an option. People need to know that.
Okay, so just the moral objection clause wouldn't give us the right to not get vaccinated if it did pass? Or would still have to get tested if it would pass?
Okay, so I'm not sure what you mean by pass. If the executive order is successful, which it won't be, then the whole moral or philosophical exemption does not apply because this new law in North Dakota would not apply. But in the OSHA executive order, you can be tested. You can opt out of vaccination as long as you're tested. That's different than the Medicare, Medicaid. They don't allow that option. But if it's not successful, the executive order, which it won't be, then the North Dakota law is in effect. North Dakota law says you can opt out for philosophical or moral, which means basically just anyone who wants to opt out can. You just sign and say, I'm opposed to this. However, it does allow, if you opt out like that, if you take that exemption, it does allow the employer to require that you be tested.
Okay, that's what I was curious about.
Good luck to you. Keep us in touch. I know there's a lot of folks that are concerned about this, and I would argue 1511 is far from as good as it could have been, and Montana plowed this ground, so why we didn't just follow them, I don't know, but we didn't. But, Rick, here's another question for you related to this. The amount of people that argued that the state health department should be able to create a QR code and, you know, vaccination status, as they called it, card or whatever, which was really a passport, astounded me. Did it surprise you?
Not really, Scott. I mean, you know, there's a lot of progressive Republicans. I shouldn't say a lot, but there's a reasonable number of progressive Republicans in the legislature. And there's a few that really do whatever Governor Burgum wants. Governor Burgum was absolutely opposed to the amendment that I put on. He was very, you know, he's a technocrat. He's very much in favor of the new technologies. And he wanted that. He lobbied hard to get that amendment removed to allow the health department to have vaccine passports. Representative Shannon Roars Jones was very active, did a maneuver to divide the bill on the floor and tried to convince people to vote out the vaccine passport
prohibition because she wanted the vaccine passport, or at least she wanted to do what Governor Burgum wanted to do. So there was a strong effort. Fortunately, it failed.
Now, the other question I have for you, if you work for a company that has federal contracts, did 1511 do what you just talked about it doing for the OSHA rule for companies with 100 more employees? What's the protection in the North Dakota law now related for people that work for a federal for a company that has federal contracts?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, Scott, this bill was weakened considerably. It completely took out colleges so they can do whatever they want, and it completely, expressly stated that we would be subservient to whatever the executive orders are. So the executive order for federal employees still applies. This new North Dakota law does not apply until and unless there is another stay, because there is a court, each of its three executive orders, there are multiple lawsuits for. So hopefully the federal contractor, there's 18 states that sued the federal contractor part. If they're successful or if there's a stay, then North Dakota law would apply with this whole moral and philosophical. But until then, there's no help for EMS, meaning nurses, and there's no help for the federal contractors.
Long question here from a texter says, why is the legislature taking away the voice of the base of the Republican Party, the delegates, and making an endorsement for a candidate going into the primary such a high priority to them? Why would we want to disenfranchise the most active Republicans in our state? How do you build a party which is denied the right to stand for anything or anyone? This is unnecessary meddling and nothing more than a power grab, an attempt to control the process and ace out candidates who do not find favor with the administration. What's the caller talking about? What's your response to it?
Well, since probably a little prior to Trump being elected, and especially through Trump's presidency, and even more since then, I think your everyday citizen is aware, and they're activated, and they're concerned, and they form the grassroots I was talking about earlier, and they are trying to become active in the party because they're very, very disappointed in the direction of the state, in their legislators. And so they've been coming into district meetings. They've been contacting. See, the thing is that legislators are not accustomed to being held accountable. And so the reaction by the party is to circle the wagon. They are viewing the grassroots people, the people that want the Republicans to actually be conservative, they are viewing them as the enemy, and they're trying to protect the party against the very base that wants the party to adhere to its own platform.
That is an issue, by the way, that is due a lot more scrutiny. We did have Perry Schaefer on talking about it Friday. Got to it late in the conversation. He's agreed to come back on, but there's a lot of moving parts to that. And I'm not exactly sure why Michael Effer did what he did. We've got to talk to him as well because it's been put there. Rick Becker, good chat. North Dakota House District 7 representative. Welcome you back to continue this conversation.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankins Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A whistleblower's email shows Attorney General Merrick Garland lied to Congress as the Department of Justice is investigating parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. House Education and Labor Committee member Republican Congressman Greg Murphy on Fox News.
Attorney General Garland basically perjured himself in front of Congress and should really face the consequences before this.
Attorney General Merrick Garland under oath before Congress.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children.
A California couple was sentenced to prison and absentia for stealing more than $20 million in COVID-19 relief funds. 43-year-old Richard Evazian and 37-year-old Marietta Tara Balian are currently on the run. The FBI is offering a reward up to $20,000 for information leading to their arrest. This is USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you today by our friends at Gateway Building Systems. You love a company, 60 years of service, 5-star service, hard-earned reputation, design-build contractor, love them. Number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. now. I love that, too. North Dakota company, number one in the U.S. And they're locally owned. Turnkey convenience, factory direct product. They have three locations, West Fargo, Fergus Falls, Jamestown. Come on in, chat with one of the team members, learn more about ag operations, commercial building operations. Call them at 800-747-4499. It's an easy number to remember. Gatewaybuilding.com. They have grain bin storage in stock. Ask about their seasonal discounts. Texture says, Scott, I'm going to make this story short so you can read it on the air. My dear friend went to St. A's ER with COVID. The doctor immediately said we're putting him on remdesivir and tried to coerce him into a ventilator, saying if you can't breathe, are you okay with me putting a tube down your throat to help you breathe? My friend, who's struggling to breathe, said yes. I said no. No remdesivir and no vent. After the doctor leaves the room, a nurse from the next room, it was separated by a curtain, rushes into the room with a handwritten note on a paper towel. She puts the note in front of my friend's face and says, read this. He struggles to read it without his glasses, so she says, turns to me and says, can you read this for him? I'm thinking she's saying, you know, you're abusing your friend here by telling him not to do that. The note says, stand strong. Listen to your friend. The friend's right. Stand strong. So doctors are not giving patients the best advice is the moral of this story. And this one happens to be obviously from one particular healthcare organization, St. A's. And the nurses are standing up. You need to do something about this. It's criminal, says the listener. I think we're all learning a ton. A ton. I really do about health freedom. Texter says, thanks for having Rick Becker on. We'd love to see him be more of a leader in Bismarck. Things will never get done with Pollard, the putz, in charge. All right. We take all opinions here on the program. Another texter says, ask Rick Becker if a business located in North Dakota has a parent company in Minnesota. Does the Bill 1511 apply to the North Dakota-based business, or does the business have to go by what Minnesota's vaccine rules are? It's a good question. Another one says, the vast majority of North Dakotans are pleased with the state of North Dakota. We've never been in such a great financial situation. We did it all through the worst pandemic in the history of the state, and yet ended up with the coffers full. Yes, there's a group of a small fringe of people who are upset with us because they cannot get what they want. But remember, they are certainly not speaking for the overall majority of the state. I think both can be right, to tell you the truth. I really do. I think both are right. I think a majority of people think the state's going in the right direction. I think there are elements of folks who say you could do this better, that better. I think the vaccine debate is a great example. I really do. Because, you know, and first of all, the leaders in this case, Rich Border and Chet Pollard, were in a different spot than even the governor. and the governor and big business and most of the business lobby said, don't do anything else. Just do your budget. Just do the redistricting and get the heck out of town. Well, 2,000 people show up Monday at the first day of the special session, and they heard the people. And to the leadership's credit and everybody else, they kept plugging. They kept doing it. They did everything in their power to water that thing down, and they succeeded on a few fronts. The majority of North Dakotans agree the federal government should not be able to tell the state of North Dakota, you will and you must, if you have 100 more employees, if you have federal contracts, all these, there's no way you can convince me that a majority of North Dakotans think that's hunky-dory. But that's separate from the fact of, overall, how are we doing? We're doing great. And we did get through a pandemic. I agree with that caller. But you can always do better. You can always do better. I think the tax relief that came back was literally a drop in the bucket. I mean, whatever, $350 per person. Nobody's jumping up and down saying, woohoo, we got $350 coming next year after we file our taxes, honey. Isn't that going to be great? You know, some people not expecting it are going to like it. It's certainly going to go back in the economy. But I'm with Rich Wardner. It's time to swing for the fences on that. Brent Sanford said the same thing yesterday on the program. Let's talk money. Real money, because the state of North Dakota will have more money to give back to you if they listen to Brian Cronk, and they often do. He advises some of the biggest big funds out there. He's our money man. We do a little money talk every month on the program, and we kind of get ahead of the curve a little bit. Where things are going? Brian from, of course, Collins and Cronk, and I always say this, full disclaimer, Mr. Cronk is the man I go talk to when I say, you see that little tiny nest egg there? How do we make it bigger? How do we keep making it bigger? And guess what? He makes it bigger. And he shows me, look what this did. Look what that did. And I say, wow. And he does it for a lot of good folks. So that's why he's our money man here. Brian, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Scott. It's good to be back. I like to believe that I'm helping you build this radio empire.
You are. And most of Scott and Maria's Hannon's money went into, you know, building a radio business. I wouldn't call it an empire. I'd call it the little engine that could. And, you know, Steve Hallstrom leads that effort as our managing partner. And, you know, we were building a great culture and everything else. But personally, we just socked a lot of money into that. And I think that's not unlike a lot of people. But, you know, when you hit 50s, you start thinking, oh, boy, what's, you know, that's great that asset's doing good over there. But, you know, what about your future and your retirement? And you develop a plan and help think about which way you want to go and how much cash you want to keep and how much you're going to plan for. So really enjoy the process. Encourage other people to think about it as well, Brian, because without a plan, forget about it. But honestly, I wanted a plan, but I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know the answers to the questions. And by the time you got done asking me questions, we had a plan, didn't we?
That's right. And you even mentioned that, Scott. Maybe next month, that's what we'll do is we'll walk people through. What does a plan like that look like? What are the information that we're looking for? And that way people can get an understanding of the kind of questions that we're answering with a plan like that. You know, I always say it's one thing people hire us for to make their money grow, right? Or at least to make sure that it doesn't, you know, go down in tough times. But the other part of it is answering all those tough questions. You know, how much do I need to retire? When can I retire? What will my lifestyle be like? How much will I pass to my beneficiaries? You know, all of those things are questions that we answer by doing a complete plan for you. So you're absolutely right, Scott, and I appreciate you letting me be a part of your life.
So let's talk a little bit about inflation. This is really something. Again, Brian is a partner at Collins & Cronk. They're Raymond James Wealth Managers. They're certified financial planners. They manage their own money there. So he's senior portfolio manager. And you're hands-on, institutional portfolio manager. And as I mentioned, you manage our money, but you do it for many, many folks. And the team at Collins & Cronk, which is growing, it's all about building those plans. So that's why he's here. But how is he able to manage those funds? He's able to do that with a whole ton of knowledge that really helps you. And I can't help but ask you about inflation right now. And, you know, we hear words like transitory we start thinking, what the heck is going on? So let's start there. What do you see in the way of inflation? This is no longer deniable, is it, that we have some serious inflation going on, Brian?
You're right. You're absolutely right. It's not deniable, and it's not a laughing matter. You know, we've seen some of the people in the administration get asked about the high gas prices and things like that, and they kind of laugh about it. But if you're putting money in your truck and putting money or gas in your truck, you see how big the bill is at the gas pump. But, you know, all you have to do is take a walk through the grocery store, and you see that. And the Federal Reserve and the news media has really piled on that word that you mentioned, transitory. And so, you know, when you really look at that, the Federal Reserve, when they make statements to the public, they choose their words very carefully. And so they could have said temporary or things like that, but they wanted to use a different word for a reason. Transitory is being implied as being some sort of a temporary phenomenon, but that's not what transitory means. It comes from a Latin word, the same root word that we get transit from or transition in the English language, which means to move from one thing to the other. So in other words, inflation is moving from the old rate of inflation to the new rate of inflation. So that's what's transitory. The transitory is that, yes, inflation is changing. It's changing from being a lower rate to a higher rate. The prices are changing. You know, and there's a whole lot of talk right now that some of those things that are going on that are inflationary are because of supply chain disruptions, because of things like COVID and the fact that you can't get parts for your washing machine or for your refrigerator, or we can't get, you know, chips to put in some of the cars so that we can get cars from the factory to the people. And that's very true. But what the Fed has also indicated is after that stuff normalizes, we're still going to have higher prices. We're still going to have a higher rate of inflation. And what that means, that's basically a killer tax on the American people and on your investments. So inflation is real. It's here, and it's not going away anytime soon.
All right, so reality check, it is here. Now my question is, as an investor, what do you do about it? What's your tools? How do you combat it?
Yeah, and that's the tricky part. So the inflation in your pocketbook, you can't really do anything about. You still got to go buy your groceries and, you know, milk and eggs and beef and all of those things. And I'd say really watch what's going on with groceries because, you know, there's all kinds of, constraints, you know, just on the farmers and fertilizer and all of that. But what do we do to combat that? So the money that you're not spending right now, it comes down to what do you do with your investment? So the one place I can say if you're trying to combat inflation is you don't really want cash. Cash in the bank, basically, it's guaranteed to lose your money. One of the only times that I can use the word guarantee is saying, hey, cash is guaranteed to lose you money. And I'm not talking about dollars because if you think about it, you put $1,000 in the bank, you come back a year or two later, you still have your $1,000 there. I'm talking about purchasing power. So money is really about what you can buy with it. And you put $1,000 in the bank and you come back a couple years later and you can't buy the same stuff, that's dangerous, right? That's where inflation takes hold. So cash is not a good place. The next place people think about is, well, what about bonds or things like that? Historically, bonds have been basically a preservation of capital pay. So you get some money in bonds, you're going to earn some interest. That interest is roughly, after taxes, keeping pace with inflation. And right now, I would say, with our artificially low interest rates, you're not even keeping pace with inflation. There's one asset class that, over the course of history, has always, over the course of time, kept pace, not only kept pace with inflation, but put you in front of it. It grows faster than inflation, and that is common stocks. Ownership creates wealth. Owning the great companies of America, the great companies of the world, that's the asset class that you need to participate in if you want to beat inflation, Scott.
And so you're bully for the stock market. That's your inflation buster.
Basically, yeah, when it comes to inflation, just growth over time makes me bullish in the stock market. But then when I look at all the things going on right now, and when I look at inflation coming in, I don't think we have a choice. I think there's a lot of retirees out there who maybe have gotten too conservative too fast. They're going to find that if they want to stay in front of this inflation thing, they need to get back into equities, back into the stock market. So you're absolutely right.
And so any hot stocks, tracks, I know you're not one of these fancy, hey, this is the great stock of the day and all the different games that are going on. But, you know, what sectors are you watching? What things, there's our music. So I have to keep you in suspense, folks, because I want Brian to tell us, you know, what are the signs you're seeing? Is it in sports gaming? Is it in, technology? Why are foreign stocks off? We'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about what a great place to work. They are at Collins & Kroc. They are growing. So if you're looking for a great career, hang on. We'll talk about that before we're done with the Money Man. With us today on What's On Your Mind, Brian from Collins & Kroc. Brian Kroc, Collins & Kroc. Money Man, next. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins and Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
PetroServe USA, low price fuel, great home cooking and grab and go convenience. What's not to love? A whole month of specials. Any size coffee or cappuccino, only 49 cents. Two Red Bulls, 16 ounce cans for $6. Salted nut rolls, two for a buck. 50 cents for a candy bar. My gosh. Big 28 pack of waters, $2.99. Jack Link's Wild River Jerky, only $4.79. And I love this. Energizer batteries, any size for a buck. Stun guns for $5 off. Your self-defense matters. Hurry to PetroServe USA all month long.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friend Steve Schwann and the team at Schwann Buick GMC at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Check out, they've got these loaners that they've got a great deal going on right now. And I mean, first of all, a lot of 0% money, a lot of purchase allowances, but these service loaner GXs are like brand new, and they've got a great selection of them now. Call us any questions. Call them 701-214-6372 or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com, or better yet, just stop in at 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan and say hi from the What's On Your Mind team at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, now, sounds like we, Kev, you talk to Chris, and I'm going to talk to Abe here, and then we're going to get back to the money man, Brian Kronk. Abe Sakic has been our host here at Badlands Restaurant and Bar in beautiful Minot, North Dakota. Even with this wind, it's beautiful. And it's most beautiful being among the deer and the buffalo, and they're roaming right here. So we're going to have lunch a little bit. What do you think I should have?
Well, Scott, your best choice, the fastest and best choice, is soup and salad bar. All you can eat soup and salad bar is one of the fastest, but you can combine that with, you know, sandwiches.
I'm in no hurry today.
No.
Not in a hurry, so I'm going to, you know, a good hearty meal, I'm up for it.
Guess what? We have some comfort classic, like comfort food that you know, like your meatloaf, your pot roast, or one of our...
pot roast. You can never go wrong with that.
That pot roast is to die for. It's really good with mashed potatoes, the gravy, the comfort food with this snow that's coming down and the wind. It's amazing.
I'll be here till 1 today. Come on by and have lunch with us.
Absolutely.
Badlands.
Actually, we had some people already show up to say, hey, I'm here to see Scott. I swear.
And you're not even open yet. Come on in. We'd love to say hi. Thanks, Abe. Thanks for having us.
You bet. It's a pleasure.
Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk with us, the money man. Brian, can you hear me now?
I can hear you just fine. You're making me awfully hungry, Scott.
Yeah, that's the idea here, by golly. Exactly. Texter wanted to know, is the market not in a bubble right now, speaking of the market?
Yeah, I don't think we're in a bubble at all. So when you look at where the market is at and you look at valuations, you know, some of the things that got me really excited about this market is just, you know, where we're at from a participation level and just where the earnings are at. You know, so when I see corporate earnings coming in right now, so certainly the market is at record highs, but guess what? Corporate earnings are at record highs. We've just come through another record earnings season. We're seeing company after company deliver fantastic results. Now, does that mean there's not certain areas of the market that are getting ahead of themselves? We just had a little pullback in September, and a lot of those same tech stocks that pull back, you know, they're back to new highs. But there's so many other areas to invest in. You know, one of the other ways I measure the health of the market is the number of IPOs. We've had over 368 IPOs this year. That's almost an IPO. That's over an IPO a day. That's new companies coming to market, and they're in all sorts of different sectors, Scott. So that helps me to think that we're not in a bubble and that we actually have, you know, a lot of good things happening that can propel us higher.
We were just doing a little planning for 2022 the other day, and Brian's talking about sports gaming and communications technology. I mean, Zoom, the way we communicate. You know, software, chips, motors. I'd encourage you, get Brian a call after the show today. Talk that through. Start a relationship. You won't be disappointed one bit. You need some more people. You're growing, right?
We do. You know, it's amazing. We've got a lot of dust in the air. We're expanding. We're knocking out the wall next door and adding more space, and we need people to fill that space. So, you know, one of the things that is just a great problem to have is we've got a lot of people who want to be a part of what we're doing. They want us to manage their money. They want to plan like what you're talking about. Well, that means we need to add capacity. So yeah, we're actually hiring all positions, Scott. So we need client service people who are our front lines. They answer our phones. They do all the service-oriented tasks. They run operations for us. And then we need advisors who can sit in some of those desks and help implement those plans. We need paraplanners who can help put data into the system. And so we need all of those roles, regardless of whether they have financial experience or not. You know, we'll train that. What we're looking for is people who share our values, hard workers, and want to excel in a professional environment.
So you aren't going to ask me if I have a finance degree, in other words.
Right. Yeah, I don't care if you have a finance degree or if it's an art degree, or, you know, I even have a tendency to hire a lot of English type majors. So yeah, that's not important. We just want to make sure that they're educated, because that is important to us. And then we can teach you the important things you need to know on the financial side.
Send a resume to these good folks. They're at 300 NP Avenue in downtown Fargo. You can look them up at collinsandkronk.com. Join the professional financial team at Collins & Kronk. You heard it from us right here. They're hiring, and they are good folks. And as I said earlier, the people that do here share our values, and they share your values, and that's why it's important to do business with them. 2350119, 2350119. Anything else you want to tell us before we let you go, Mr. Money Man?
No, just I would emphasize that, yes, if you're interested, send us your resume or call us. And then when it comes to the markets, there are so many good things going on right now. And if you want to learn more about what those are and the new technologies, one of them's right in front of you. The fact that we're live streaming this as well as being, you know, live on the air, this is technology that just wasn't available in this capacity not long ago. Instead of just using it, people, let's invest in it. That's how you create wealth.
That makes a lot of sense. Thanks a bunch, Brian. Look forward to next month, another money chat with our man, money man Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk, who manages those funds for the biggest of the big. So put them to work for you. Thank you, Brian.
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott. Good to see you.
CollinsandKronk.com. I think I'm going to go have some comfort food right now, folks. You see the fireplace behind me? Who wants to leave here ever? My gosh. And don't forget, circle the 30th of November and the 1st of December on your calendar. What's on your mind? Live from the Northern Ag Expo at the Fargo Dome. Red Wing Shoes for ultimate durability. Red Wing Shoes Fargo, they're going to be sponsoring our caps. If you tell us I stand for the flag, you're going to get one. And if you're not around Minot today and can't join us for lunch today, PetroServe USA, home cooking.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.